USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he's planning on sending any illegal immigrants captured at the border to our nation's capital.
They themselves have been putting these migrants on buses to San Antonio. So I said I got a better idea. As opposed to busing these people to San Antonio, let's continue the ride all the way to Washington, D.C.
Some California lawmakers say one of the mass murder suspects shouldn't have been on the streets. Assemblyman James Gallagher voicing his strong opposition.
And here we go. You know, we have... You know, someone with a long rap sheet who should never had no business being out of prison.
Smiley Martin, one of the suspects in connection to the deadly Sacramento mass murders, had been released early from prison in February, despite prosecutors' efforts to keep him behind bars. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A sweeping postal reform bill is in the books.
With this bill, we're repealing the pre-funding mandate and setting the Postal Service on a more sustainable and stable financial footing.
President Biden signing the measure during a White House ceremony. The bill got strong bipartisan support in Congress after years of wrangling. On Wednesday, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Chevron Corporation's CEO Michael Wirth says that Chevron is investing in increased production in America.
We do not control the market price of crude oil or natural gas, nor of refined products like gasoline and diesel fuel. And we have no tolerance for price gouging.
During the hearing, Democrats, without proof, accused the oil company executives of gouging consumers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The cost of gas is going down, but still remains unusually high. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.16 today. That's 7 cents a gallon lower than a week ago and 17 cents below the peak of $4.33 a gallon last month. Statewide average is below $4 a gallon in 23 states, with Missouri the lowest at $3.71 a gallon. Price in California is down to $5.82 a gallon. Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill are giving the thumbs up to the latest announcement made by President Biden.
The White House announced the federal government will continue pausing student debt payments through August 31st. President Biden said in a statement Wednesday, the United States is still recovering from the years-long coronavirus pandemic, necessitating further leniency on loan payments. The government holds loans valued at over $1.5 trillion nationwide. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A bill that says you must compete in high school and collegiate sports using the gender that is on your birth certificate is making its way through the South Carolina legislature. Republican Governor Henry McMaster is expected to sign it. A handful of states have similar bills. Just over 1 year from nearly losing his leg in a car crash, five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods is planning on playing in this year's Masters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.